Hey folks, we're back. It has been a little while since I have released a podcast episode with Back to Divinity. However, in the episode, I believe it was 37 that I released of season one, which is now coming to a close, we are beginning season two of the podcast, and this is going to be a little bit of a different approach. So with this podcast series, we're going to be having Tune In Tuesdays bi-weekly, where I'll release bi-weekly podcast episodes, just giving you any spiritual messages that I think the collective needs to hear at this very moment, thinking about any astrological transits that are coming up within that two-week time frame, and sort of how to plan accordingly or how to work with the energies of the sky, as again, Back to Divinity is working with the collective to lift our vibrations and raise our consciousness, and as a result, knowing what is going on in the planetary bodies can assist with co-creating at our best and highest potential. Another sort of addition is going to be getting to know me a little bit more. I feel as if I'll connect with the audience a lot better if you guys knew a little bit more about me, Faith Rodriguez, and, you know, what I'm about. just life updates. So we'll begin with that. So again, I'm Faith Rodriguez, and I am currently in a new timeline. So with the new Earth shift, I also did a shift myself, and I recently moved to New Jersey from New York City, so I'm very excited to be out of the hectic city. Although there are many things to miss, of course, I am truly grateful for this timeline shift because it's the best thing for me in terms of the person that I'm trying to become. And that includes being around newer energies, fresher energies, and being in a space that more supports the vibrations that I am cultivating. Because as within, so without. And I definitely want to make sure that I am, you know, feeding my soul in the ways that are helpful for the person in which I am growing to be. So that is a little bit about my update at this very moment. I am loving the shift, and I am just beginning a new job as well in the area. I'm also loving the shift there. So super grateful for all the changes that are happening. I just want to connect that to, you know, the new Earth shift generally. Right now, we're all being called in many ways, especially in the ways in which the planetary bodies have been moving for the past couple of months, is to really sit with ourselves and ask ourselves, where are we trying to go? You know, what really is the destination? What is the goal? And a lot of that is requiring reflection on our parts to really think about, you know, the ways in which things have been and in which we want things to be moving forward. And that begins with, you know, making those sacrifices. And so I released this reel the other day about, you know, leveling up and how that requires sacrifice. And so a lot of us at this time are, you know, being called to step up into new directions, into new places, and into new roles in whatever way that looks like for you and your story. But it's essential and important that we're leaving behind the things that are going to slow us down in those new roles or possibly lead to any sort of self-sabotage. And so with year nine, with the year of the snake right now, we are really diving into how can we peel back some of those layers that are stopping us from shining as potently as we can as we embark on these new roles, new journeys, and travel to these new places and see these new horizons. Because as we do these things, we are broadening our perspectives and therefore broadening our view of the world and therefore broadening our potential of where we can see ourselves in the future. I think right now there's a lot of call to how are we limiting ourselves when it comes to the things in which we want for ourselves? How is maybe the vision not fully representative of what we're capable of? So yeah, I think a lot of that is being highlighted at this time. And even as we are embarking in these new journeys, it is super important that we are taking it little by little. It isn't going to be an overnight change. You know, for some it will, but for the most part, this change is going to be a gradual shift, therefore allowing for us to really be prepared for every step that, you know, is a part of that journey, and peeling back some of those, you know, self-limiting beliefs and some of those self-sabotaging behaviors and our mindsets that are just no longer supporting the direction in which we are going into, right? So that's a little bit of my life update and in connection to what the collective is really pushing towards and striving for at this time. With these closures can come this energy of, again, recognizing how far we have come in the journey, whether that's reaching a goal that we set for ourselves before and now retargeting where we're going next, right? And working towards that. Or whether that's literally completing something that was a long time coming and starting something new. And so again, everything in divine timing, everyone is in different phases in their journey, but for the most part, there is this collective energy around closure in whatever way that looks like for you, right? Because it is going to look different across the board. And, you know, again, your personal astrology can really dictate, you know, what that looks like. and what areas of your life are being highlighted at this time, because again, it is different across the board. And if you want some more guidance and support in terms of what that looks like for you, definitely look at the link in my bio, in my link tree. It'll lead you to the website in which you can book a reading. An astrological report that I will provide for you that will just break down how any of the transits are impacting you at this time. And if you are going through a solar return, if it is your birthday, right, and you want to know a little bit more about what this year can bring for you and how you can, again, best co-create with those energies, definitely look into that. Yeah, so generally, push yourself to ride the waves at this time. Then speaking of riding waves, Cancer season. Water sign, water energy. We are fully now in the Cancer season as I'm recording this video on June 21st. So summer solstice, summer's beginning, Gemini season has closed out, you know, Cancer season we're entering now. And at this time, Jupiter also just recently entered Cancer on June 9th, I believe it was. And then Mercury is currently in Cancer as well. And so these are a couple of things to keep in mind is that Cancer energy and Cancer themes are highlighted. So Cancer, what is Cancer? Cancer is the family, it's the home, it's the household, it's our emotional foundations, it's our emotional depth, our emotional landscape, right? It's the part of ourselves where we find safety, security, and things of that sort. It is the fourth house for being foundations, literally. And so Cancer is also in connection to the moon. So it's a moon-ruled house, whatever moon things you can think of, the things that we can't really see, the things that are behind the surface, the parts of us that we find comfort and feel comfort in our emotional world. And so with Cancer themes being highlighted at this time, there is a lot of shifts that are undergoing in those areas. So that can either be many people moving. It is moving season, tends to happen around Cancer time. A lot of people can be expanding their sense of home and expanding their sense of family in whatever ways that looks like for you, whether that's literally adding a new addition to the family or simply, you know, strengthening any family bonds or finding family in friends, finding family in other people around you in your community. And, you know, again, expanding family in that way. Just building and strengthening relationships, especially those that are, you know, very emotionally in tune, those who, that are very deep and carry, again, this deep emotional connection. A lot of those relationships can be sort of highlighted at this time. Again, I did just recently move, so there could be this energy around, you know, shifting what your household looks like, whether that's literally, you know, bringing new people into your household or sharing a house with someone or simply just, you know, shifting locations in terms of what your household looks like for you. So any of those themes could be up sort of for review at this time. Family generally, right? So revisiting any things around family, especially the mother. Cancer is connected to the moon. It's also representing motherhood in many ways. And so again, our relationships with our mothers could be highlighted at this time in a way that is asking for, again, expansion, right? Because Jupiter being in Cancer, Jupiter is Sagittarius energy. Jupiter is broadening our horizons, our perspectives. It's higher education, it's wisdom, right? And so with that Jupiter energy, there can be this expansion of our relationships with our mothers. And that can begin with tower moments in many cases. Generally, there is a call for, you know, these areas to be revisited in order for them to continue to grow and expand in the ways in which they're meant to. Ultimately, going in a positive direction because it is Jupiter energy, which is abundance, luck, and prosperity. And so whatever tower moments are highlighted in those areas now aren't necessarily meant to destroy, but for the most part meant to rebuild. With sturdier foundations, with that Cancer energy. So Cancer being our emotional landscape could mean that this is going to be an emotional time period, but in a way that's more expansive. So if you have found yourself in any way, shape, or form at this time period crying a lot, and it feels more like a purge or more like a release than anything else, like crying about things that maybe happened prior, but you didn't have time to really like sit with those emotions or sit with those feelings. With Jupiter in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer, and now the Sun entering Cancer, all of the planetary movements at this time with this Cancer energy, Mercury being the planet of communication and the mind, and then Jupiter again being the higher mind, it is getting for us to, not necessarily the higher mind, let me rephrase that, Jupiter being, you know, this energy around wisdom and higher education, those themes are somewhat in connection, you know, Gemini, Sagittarius energy being opposites and Mercury ruling Gemini, they are in this sort of spectrum. And with that energy, it is calling for us to really reflect and think about how are we emotionally in tune. Self-grace, it is happening for a reason. So dig in and find what is really triggering why I'm crying right now. What haven't I faced that I do need to face? Why am I more emotional than I normally am about these things? Or is it that I normally am emotional about these things and I'm hiding from those emotions? And those are important questions to ask, because if you want to see yourself grow in many ways, a lot of the blockages are sometimes ourselves, and it really stems from emotional blockages, because that is our sacral chakra holding all those emotions that power us in a lot of ways. And so it's very important that we are dealing with those emotions and using it as a way to transmute, right? And as we transmute those emotions and feel those feelings, it makes us stronger in a lot of ways to then go towards and have the fuel to go towards the things that we want to go towards. Because a lot of the times, the thing stopping us is our own mind. And so with Mercury, the planet of the mind, being in Cancer at this time with the support of Jupiter and the support of the Sun, and then the new moon in Cancer coming up, which we're about to dive into, this is going to be a very potent time to really, again, sit with your emotional landscape. What emotions haven't you tended to that need nurturing with that Cancer energy, that need that sense of safety in order for you to feel the most secure? Because when you're not feeling secure, you're in fight or flight mode. And being in fight or flight mode is not helping you advance. And so that emotional security and emotional safety is what we're looking for. And that means, again, nurturing those relationships that feel like family, that allow for you to express yourselves in a very safe and secure way, allowing for you to dig in to your internal and therefore the internal of the people around you, further strengthening those relationships, again, for both parties' benefits or however many parties there are. So that's a little bit of the Cancer energy. So new moon in Cancer. The new moon in Cancer is happening on June 25th. This is an exciting time. Sun and Jupiter are also Kazemi, which means that they're going to be in the same exact sign, the same exact degree. Sun is expansive energy on top of the expansive energy of Jupiter. And with these two really large planets together in Kazemi, it is further highlighting a lot of abundance and prosperity energy with Cancer themes. So, you know, if you have been trying to have a child and are struggling with fertility at this time, this is a very potent time period to, again, if you're trying, have your child or conceive your child. So, you know, for those who are interested in that. If not, there is just this general like birthing energy that is coming, or conception energy that is coming, not as literally as you are taking it probably right now as I'm saying it. But in terms of, you know, projects, whatever projects you're bringing to life, whatever new jobs you're bringing to life, whatever new seeds you are literally planting that are coming to life at this time, not necessarily in the form of a child, but in many ways, just new projects and new, you know, endeavors that are being birthed at this time. So you could be feeling very fertile in your life and not necessarily in that way. But again, the sacral, it's also our area of the womb space. And again, as we tend to our emotional landscape, we are becoming more fertile as people, which is allowing for us to embark on these new endeavors, new journeys, and you know, new paths that we are carving for ourselves. So those are some things to think about at this time. But again, new energy with the new moon, new beginnings, planting seeds, and Cancer being the house of foundations, you know, any of those themes right now, emotions, home, family, property, household energy, you know, strengthening emotional connectivity, this at this time can be further highlighted with newness, with freshness, with, you know, growth, just this expansive energy, right? Especially with the Jupiter being there. So, you know, ride this energy, ride the wave, you know, and enlist your bestie as your newfound sis. Like this is the vibe of this energy. Like, just really potent in a very great way. And again, for some people, it will begin with tower moments that feel very emotionally charged, but ultimately it's a purging and it's a release that's really propelling you to where you need to go. Let's see if there's any other things to think about with the next 2 weeks, since these are 2 week updates. I would say the next thing to think about is on June 26th, so following the new moon in Cancer, Mercury leaves Cancer and goes into the sign of Leo. This shift will be positive because, you know, any communication with Mercury in Cancer can be very emotionally charged, in ways that are productive and nurturing ultimately, But with Mercury in Leo, we can release the emotional work for a little bit and we can tap more into play. I think as we go dive deeper into summer vibes, Mercury in Leo is the perfect way to do that as the sun is also preparing to enter into Leo coming soon. So with Mercury in Leo, this is a lot more playful energy, a lot more goofy and silly, a lot more childlike energy, I think, is going to be in the air of creative expression and just expression of ourselves, our sense of style, how we're speaking, how we're communicating, and generally how seriously we're taking things. I think everything is going to be a lot more playful in terms of our communication. So there will be that shift towards the end of June that is going to propel us into a more playful approach when it comes to our communication at this time, and you know how our mind is generally with Mercury energy, so that's something to look forward to, I think. And then on July 4th, we will have Venus entering Gemini. So again, Venus energy, love, beauty, finances, and things of that sort, is going to be in connection with Gemini energy. So Gemini being our communication, our mind, our neighbors, our community, our short distance travel. So with Venus and Gemini, you could find yourself anytime between July 4th, especially that weekend, and it is July 4th weekend, so that makes a lot of sense. That there is going to be, you know, short distance travel. There is going to be connection with childlike themes, whether that's childhood energy, more like, especially with Mercury and Leo. So there could be that nostalgia energy that comes up, whether that's doing July traditions, with family or with friends that feel like family again with that Cancer theme. Generally, there's going to be more social energy, conversational in a way that feels fueling your soul, or fulfilling to your soul. So conversations that are very intriguing for the mind. Your mind is intrigued, your mind is charged in very positive ways. I think with this Venus and Gemini energy, there is this sense of decision making though that is going to be called. So in whatever areas of your life, whether that's needing to make financial decisions, needing to make love decisions, needing to make beauty decisions, any of those themes I think can be highlighted in a way where it's like there's probably been duality in that area of your life for a little while. And I think this Venus and Gemini are sort of pushing for some sort of decision to be made. And that may come with first assessing all sides and gaining whatever clarity it is that you need to become decisive in that nature. So any of those themes could be up for review. Again, very social energy, especially those that are full with conversations that just feel very intriguing for the brain and for the mind, can be happening at this time. So networking is really good to be doing, I think, in the month of July while Venus is in Gemini, right, for sure. But yeah, so that is the end of any astrological updates sort of happening from now until the release of the video, which will most likely be on July 8th. And so yes, this was our first episode of Tune In Tuesdays. I'm very excited to be starting a new with Back to Divinity podcast as we continue to reach some of our more short-term goals and build a foundation for accomplishing some of our longer-term goals. And if you ever want a reminder of what those goals are, definitely check out the first ever on season one, that just sort of encapsulates some of Back to Divinity's origin stories and their longer-term goals, and shorter-term goals. So again, very continuing and starting this new sort of segue with the podcast series, and looking forward to building the community in a lot of ways, especially as these videos and episodes sort of entail a little bit more about my own story in connection to some of the messages that I'll be getting. So to close out, I do read tarot and oracle, and I did pull oracle card before today's podcast episode, and this is the card today. It is family, if you can see it. Family, and it says explore your sacred root system. So I don't find it to be coincidental at all that the family card is pulled when I'm talking about family this entire video, with Cancer energy being the highlight of what the next 2 weeks are going to look like in the air and in the energetic atmosphere. I think at this time family is going to be highlighted in a lot of ways, in ways that I think are mirroring for you. What are the roots that I can, how am I supposed to use that in ways to, you know, continue growing the family tree? Whether that means going in a new direction, forming a new branch, again, that can be up for review for you. Whether that means, again, closing off a certain branch and changing its direction. Whatever it is, I think family is somehow, some way being highlighted because, again, it is our lineage. It's the thing that that we continue to look to in terms of how we are doing things. So what are mindsets that I have for my family that I need to shift? What are mindsets that I can bring into the family moving forward? How can this, you know, energy around family continue to expand? How can my ideas around family, home, safety, and security continue to expand? How can I step out of my comfort zone, grow in a lot of ways? I think mentioned this earlier, but with Jupiter, there can be this, well, I did have a Jupiter in Cancer video that I released, but with that energy, there can be, again, this expansion of our sense of home. And I think that is really prevalent time with the new Earth shift, because Earth is our home. And as that's shifting, we are also shifting our ideas and themes around home on a more minuscule level. And I think that it's all happening in alignment. Well, again, the energies are here to help us co-create with them. So ride it, co-create with it, transmute it. Whatever is happening at this time for you, it's pushing you in the direction in which you're meant to go. So again, ride the waves. Enjoy your Cancer season. Enjoy your family vibes. Enjoy your family reflection period. As you build your sense of home, safety, prosperity, you know, and any of those themes at this time. Congratulations if you are closing out a cycle and starting a new one in whatever way that looks like you. Shout out to you. Alrighty, folks. Again, if you want any personalized readings for astrological transits and how they're impacting